Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Hello, and welcome to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. The title of our meditation is Love After the Storm. So we'll be focusing on how do we come to a place of love and acceptance after the storms that inevitably come into our life. Sometimes they come in twos and threes and fives. We actually have a episode on this podcast called When It Rains, It Pours. And we can link to that if you haven't listened to it yet. But that's true. It's true in life. It's like sometimes storms, not only do they come, but sometimes they come in clusters. And we want to be able to have resiliency and to experience these storms differently. You know, we don't want to spend time dreading them when we see them on the horizon and getting worked up before they even arrive. And when they're there, we want to gather the intelligence and information from them so that we learn and we can experience the upcoming storms, you know, with more, you know, resiliency and insight. So that's what this mindful meditation is about today. It's love after the storm, and love after the storm, and love after the storm. So with that in mind, go ahead and get comfortable. Make sure you're in a quiet space with minimal distractions. Make sure that your technology and your devices are out of reach and on silent or do not disturb. And go ahead and get comfortable. If you need to take your shoes off and rub your feet on the ground, that always helps to get grounded. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat or lay down. Just make sure that you're comfortable before we take some deep breaths and come into our internal landscape, coming into our awareness, coming into our bodies, coming into our window of tolerance, where we're allowed to access emotions, where we're allowed to really access and engage memories, where we're really allowed to get in touch with all of our embodied intelligence. So deep breaths into that window of tolerance through your nose and exhale through your nose. Let's do some box breaths with 4 seconds of an inhale, holding at the top for 4 seconds, exhaling for 4 seconds through your nose, and holding at the base for 4 seconds. Let's do another one of these box breaths. Deep inhale through your nose, holding. Deep exhale through your nose and holding at the base. Now that you're grounded, I'd like for you to go into your mind's eye. Going into your internal landscape, a serene space that you have created where you can smell the air and you can smell your surroundings and you can see and visualize a place that signals peace, that signals safety, that signals tranquility. And you can hear the sounds that allow you to just exhale and all of the stress to fall out of your body. Okay. Take in your serene space and come into a place of safety, security, and tranquility. When you're in the serene space and you imagine yourself there, you feel yourself there, you see yourself there, continuing to take deep inhales through your nose and out through your nose. Once you are grounded and rooted in your serene space, I would like for you to visualize storm clouds rolling in. And these aren't just any storm clouds. These are ominous. These are dark. These are scary. These upset your nervous system. You feel the trial and the tribulation. You feel the upset and the overwhelm. You feel the sense of powerlessness and unmanageability that inevitably comes with this storm. See it on the horizon. I'd like for you to allow it to come. I'd like for you to experience it. Experience its power. Experience all of the emotion. Experience the lessons. And as it passes, you inevitably collect the information and the data of what you learned from that storm. And now, faster and faster, as you feel the wind blow and you feel the wind pick up, you might see another storm on the horizon. Maybe you see a cluster of storms. But notice this time, you have more of an inner peace as it approaches. Notice that you have more resiliency and information and traumatic growth from the last storm. You're not as fearful as this cluster approaches. And now allow it to come over and feel everything it has to offer. Feel the uncertainty. Feel the fear. Feel the discontent. Feel the overwhelm. Feel your body respond to crisis and being able quickly, though, to regulate yourself, to notice what's happening, to be able to name it, and to gather the information that you need for the next storm. Watch this one roll past. And remember, I'm able to see storms coming. I'm able to experience them. And I'm able to watch them pass. Start to notice they all pass. None of them stay for too long. They come and they go, like emotions. come and go. We can get dysregulated and come back into our window. Storms come and they go. And every time you get stronger and stronger. This time the storm is coming. You feel grounded. You feel secure. You feel safe in your own body. You feel safe in your own decisions. You feel grounded in self-trust and integrity. And in the midst of the storm, you are unmoved. You remain grounded. You remain resilient. And even though sometimes you'll exit your window of tolerance, you bring yourself back. And then you let this storm pass. And you notice, these storms, they don't break me. They don't break me. They don't even knock me down anymore. I'm starting to recover from them before they're even done. I'm starting to recover from them when I notice them on the horizon. You have put practices into place and built resilience and returned to your window of tolerance so many times that it's automatic. So now you see a storm coming, you're prepared. Through the storm, you are grounded. As it dissipates and moves on and goes through, you feel love. You feel peace. You feel secure. You might even feel grateful. You might have gratitude, love, and joy for the storms. You start to notice the benefits of your traumatic growth and how you might use that for the next storm. All right. Take this information. Keep breathing deeply and think about how you might apply this resiliency, this knowledge, this information, this awareness, this self-trust to your current situation, to your current circumstances, be it relational circumstances, be it the process of healing, the process of recovery, be it life. If we are living and we are breathing, then we are experiencing. And if we are experiencing, then we are learning. And if we are learning, then we are growing. Let this feel organic. Let this feel something that does not hinder you or set you back or put you on edge or make you defensive. Allow this because you are a resilient being who can move through life holding love for self and for others. You can hold on to love after any storm. All right. Three more deep breaths through your nose and exhale through your nose. One. Two. Three. Now go ahead and start coming back into your awareness. Rub your hands on your knees in a circular pattern. Feeling your hands on your knees. Feeling what it feels like to touch your knees. And then feeling how your knees experience the touch of your fingers. Open your eyes. Become aware of your surroundings. Turn your head from the right to the left. Name and notice one thing in your environment. Name and notice one thing to your left. Name and notice one thing to your right. All right, now shake out your hands and your feet. One more deep breath with a very abrupt exhale. All right. Thank you so much for being with us today for a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact Podcast. If this was soothing to you, if this helped you build resiliency and the ability to return to your window of tolerance, if it helped you, it will help others. Please think of two people maybe that you could share this with that might also, you know, be able to share it with two more people. So thanks so much for being part of a positive ripple effect in this world. All right. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional support, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.